Zer Empresario Magazine presents Emmanuel Corral, a transport entrepreneur with a citizen focus, by Jose Martin Rodriguez. We spoke with Emmanuel Corral, a young and successful businessman who actively participates in civil society organizations, where he has expressed the concern of doing something for the city and participating directly in making decisions that impact public and political life of our border and the state, with a genuine concern for the issues of transportation, education and sports in our community. Emmanuel, tell me about yourself. I am 100% from Juarez. I am a second-generation transporter. My family has been dedicated to public and special passenger transportation for more than 40 years. My father started on the road. He worked in the Maquila, and a neighbor told him that there was the opportunity to getting on the road. My father, who was always very visionary, bought a concession on Route 1A and thus built the second largest transportation company in the city. I inherited his business vision from my father. I am always looking for one more business. I have known how to separate business from personal life, and that has made my social circle a little smaller than his. At home, they taught me to strive for the things I want. I believe that not only personally but also from a citizen perspective, we should care and strive for what we want. When I took the reins of the family company, we were going through a difficult period, but based on work and discipline, today Avtransport is one of the most successful in the market. We have been working mainly in the special transportation of personnel and services. Of logistics, we currently have 70 trucks, 20 new minibuses, cars and tractor trailers. We are very clear that we must dignify the conditions of personnel transportation for passengers and operators. Emmanuel, what did you study?
I did an engineering degree in business and business innovation, and a master's degree in marketing with a specialty in finance, which opens up a huge field for me in business. When I finished high school, my mother said, study accounting or administration, because the company needed someone to take care of the books, but it kills me if you put me behind a desk for 8 hours. I can't handle it. So I passed about 2 years working on what I was looking for, what career to study. When I found in, I said this is the ideal career for me, Avtransport. It has different aspects. Tell me a little about it.
We are a transporter that offers comprehensive transportation services to the maquiladora industry, personnel transportation and international cargo transportation. Thinking about addressing the two most important aspects for the industry, having supplies on time, shipping the product on time and ensuring that the personnel arrives on time to work, and it is also easier to get along with a single supplier than with two or three. We have seen you active in non-governmental organizations such as Leaders por Juarez and the Mobility Council and the Chamber of Transportation of Ciudad Juarez personnel, among other groups, showing your interest in improving the city and the state on some issues. One of the things that I always reproached my father for was the fact that in his time, since the city was the second largest transport company in the state, he had not participated in organizing or regulating transportation. He had the contacts, and I asked him, why didn't you participate so that the transportation was ordered? But you had your reasons and you didn't do it. I feel that this problem that we have seen for years has led me to participate in different groups that work to improve the city in many areas, including mobility and transportation. From your perspective, what are the issues that concern you most in the city?
The problem of Ciudad Juarez is very complex. The planning, the management of urban development. To give you a couple of examples, in the middle of an industrial park a supermarket is built. Yes, it is accessible, but it is very far from the housing areas. On the other hand, Juarez is the city with the most vacant lots in the center. It is worrying because it affects security and infrastructure issues for us Juarez residents. Today transportation has many problems and whose solution requires not only from a political point of view. The authorized rates are used for electoral purposes, that is, they do not rise because there will be elections, but the costs of operating transportation rise every day. Fuels, spare parts, salaries, benefits, insurance, etc. In addition, transport entrepreneurs must generate programs that dignify the operator, so that operating a bus is not only the job that I took for the time being because they gave me an agreement in the Maquila, or while they call from another job. Something that catches my attention is that cargo operators have better salaries and conditions than personnel transport operators. They do similar jobs, some with responsibility for cargo, others with responsibility for passengers. I think action must be taken in this regard. In the educational aspect, there are many deficiencies in the study programs. The requirements to open a private school are practically non-existent. I feel that the authority is not interested in whether the teachers of the private schools have access to quality training or even the social security, etc. And most importantly, the quality and level of education that we are giving as a society to children, in sports, in Ciudad Juarez. Both the municipal government and the state government have neglected the public sports facilities. The soccer, American football and baseball teams do not have enough spaces. The private schools that have sports facilities could share these facilities, organizing teams, tournaments and even schools for the different sports activities practiced in the city. I know that you participated in the call to be Director of Public Transportation of the state. Please tell me, the state government, after the resignation of the previous director, launched a call and I decided to participate. There were voices that said no because there could be a conflict of interest. But as the president of El Salvador says, Nayib Bukele, we need politicians with less experience in politics and more experience in technical areas. In many positions you not only need someone to manage an office and exercise a budget, you need someone who knows about the subject they are going to manage. Governments in general should take care of the profiles of those who in some way direct the destiny and services of the city, looking for citizens with sufficient technical knowledge to meet their responsibility. How do you see CU.Juarez today? I have had to walk through various sectors of our beloved city Juarez street by street and observed many shortcomings. Juarez has a lot of potential. We have places with a lot of history and tradition that are not cared for as they should be. An example is the Casa de Adobe Museum, which had to be rebuilt because the abandonment was such that only the sample of the adobe remained. The replica is in good condition but the access is rude. Dirt, hills, garbage, etc., which do not invite you to visit it. The Mission of San Jose was another case. The neglect was such that it had to be rebuilt. These are sites that generate economic benefits in the branch of tourism that benefits everyone in the city and we have had them practically abandoned. But sadder than the abandonment of historic buildings is the abandonment of the authorities to the citizens, those who finally give them the vote and who do not receive attention in proportion to the taxes and fees they pay. Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zara Impresario, all rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this magazine and or podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.